also, as we move on at 11 before 6 here on WWIB, edging ever closer to that tax deadline day, an expanded tax break does exist for Americans 65 and over.
There is a new deduction for seniors starting this tax season. Chief Tax Information Officer at Jackson Hewitt, Mark Stieber, says it is quite simple and straightforward.
Be 65 or older on December 31st, 2025, and you will enjoy a $6,000 tax deduction per person.
Stieber says this is in addition to the standard senior deduction and applies even if you itemize. Stieber also says he's heard some questions about Social Security and the new deduction.
And some of the confusion is, well, I'm not receiving Social Security. Doesn't matter. All you need to be is 65 or older.
The deduction includes a phase-out range based on seniors with higher incomes. The new deduction is part of the Big Beautiful Bill and is available through tax year 2028. You can visit irs.gov for a complete breakdown of the new deduction. The tax filing deadline is Wednesday, April 15th at midnight.
Today in history, this day in 1985, journalist Terry Anderson was kidnapped by gunmen in Beirut, Lebanon. And photographer Donald Mell saw it happen.
When I saw them pulling him toward the car, I tried to advance toward one of the gunmen. He waved his pistol at me as if to go away.
He was released in 1991, 6 years later after being held captive for more than 2,400 days, Terry Anderson. Also on this day in 2016, Frank Sinatra Jr. died at the age of 72. The singer died of a heart attack in Daytona Beach, Florida. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Grace draws a circle around everyone and says, we're in. Luke 14, 23 says, then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. Goff says, you learn about a lot about adulthood when you plan a wedding. At first, it's so exciting you wish you could bottle it all up in a snow globe. Engagement rings, parties, and toasts. What's not to like? Everything is so blissful. Then you start to plan. Photographer, venue, caterer, tuxedos, and a wedding dress. It turns out getting married can be quite expensive. The wedding ceremony is just the beginning, too. Next, you hear the cost of a plate of food. Corn dogs and fries start to sound pretty good when the reception in your imagination looks more like a room full of price tags instead of friends. If the engagement survives all of this, you sit down with your sweetheart to make an invitation list. You envision a reunion with your childhood best friends and college buddies, but the other person insists on all the second cousins. You have to make decisions between your fiancé's mother's book club and your brother's girlfriend. There are the people you really want to invite and those you feel obligated to invite. What started out as the bonding time turns into a sad ranking of the people in your lives. Goff says God's family works on an entirely different system. He's planning a celebration for the whole world, and he's got an unlimited number of seats. There's no budget, no tab that runs too high. It's already settled. There's enough room and more than enough love for everyone. Goff says we're wrong when we're tempted to think we'll be a guest of honor with God just because we do something nice or sacrificial for someone. The corollary is just as wrong when we think we'll get seated at the table reserved for the troublemakers and ne'er-do-wells just because we've messed up. Because Jesus stood in our place, every seat at God's table is reserved for his family. We just need to decide if we want to come. Don't rule yourself out because you think you've messed up the celebration or the planning. Grace draws a circle around everyone and says, we're in. Today's question, who's missing at your family table? CCM artist Brian Duncan turning 73 today. And I always remember our friend Steve Snyder because the last time we talked to him on air before he went to be with the Lord in February of 21, he referenced Brian Duncan, and it was a song from him we had played. And so, in fact, it's this one right here on WWIB, where we are family. Good morning.
Coming to me.
My wife and I did not watch the Academy Awards at all last night. We finished watching one show and watched a little bit of another. It's a streaming universe these days. And I remember, like, in the 70s, the 70s, 80s was a big deal. It's just the times they are changing. But here's a quick recap from Hollywood's biggest night from last night. One battle after another was the evening's top winner, picking up 6 trophies during the 98th Academy Awards. The film scored awards in the Best Picture, Best Director, Adapted Screenplay, and Film Editing categories. Golden from the Netflix film K-pop Demon Hunters was the first K-pop song to win Best Original Song. Michael B. Jordan took home his first Oscar for Best Actor in a Leading Role for his portrayal of 2 different characters in Sinners, while Jessie Buckley won her first Oscar for Best Actress in Hamnet. Also, actor in a supporting role went to Sean Penn, who wasn't even there. He becomes one of the rare actors who've won 3 Oscars. Amy Madigan took home an award for actress in a supporting role. First time she'd won in 40 years. And Conan O'Brien hosted the Oscars last night in Los Angeles. All right, I mentioned Panda Day. It is today. Here's more.
Today we celebrate China's giant pandas that, according to the World Wildlife Fund, are no longer endangered. They're now classified as vulnerable, with about 2,600 left. The black and white giants are part of the bear family, and although they look cuddly, their claws can tear you apart, so it's best to keep your distance. To celebrate the 200 pounds of playfulness, they do like the rough and tumble, support conservation, so their numbers keep going up.
Congratulations from the WIB listening area, Neillsville, winning the state championship in Division 4, the Neillsville girls bringing home the gold ball.
We've had some fun with this CCM song tournament for several years now, and we're continuing on with it today, starting this morning here on WWIB. And an exciting new wrinkle we added last year, Caleb, was allowing the nominators, I think the last year or two, allowing the nominators to kind of introduce their song.
Yeah, and again, 2 ways you can vote. We ask you to do it by text at 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. That's the WIB listener line. Hopefully you have that plugged into your phone so you can text in your vote, but also you can get a bonus vote, an extra vote, by voting in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So not just message the WWIB Radio Facebook page. You need to join our private Facebook group, the WIB Wake Up Show on Facebook, and you'll see the post there, and you can vote by commenting on that post. So without further ado, the matchup here is Jamie McDonough versus Brandon Lake, a 13 seed versus a 4 seed, Jamie's song Left in the River versus Brandon Lake, Hard Fought Hallelujah, and you have the nominators as well.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to hear from Mark first with Jamie McDonald, and then also Christy with Brandon Lake. When we just say we do allow family voting, the honor system, but we say not just, hey, I know I've got 6 people in my family that all agree with me. They have to have heard the songs and then told you. Okay.
Yes. So again, we're asking for honesty with that too. So don't just count everybody that might be related to you. Actually ask them, survey them, be honest. That makes it a lot more fun. All right. So song number 1 is Jamie McDonald from Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, WWIB listener family. It's Mark from Chippewa Falls. And this year I've nominated Jamie McDonald to the bracket for CCM bracket 2026. Jamie McDonald is an artist that kind of snuck up on us. We were listening to WWIB, and we've heard this Left It in the River song. Like, this is kind of catchy. And learned about Jamie McDonald, that she's coming to One Fest this year, and learned a little more about her background and God's kind of redeemed her life from some tough things that she's grown up through, and past things she's been through. And so the song Left It in the River that we're nominating for the first round, just is really encouraging as how anything we're going through or things we're hanging on to, that true freedom is found in Christ. And leaving it with him. So we would appreciate a vote for Jamie McDonald here in the tournament. And here it is, Left It in the River with Jamie McDonald.
Hello, this is Christy Carr from Fatec. The question was asked why I chose Brandon Lake's song, Hard Fought Hallelujah. Well, honestly, it comes from a very personal experience of loss, loneliness, doubt, and lack of love. A dark place. I know God has pulled me up and out of the darkest places, but first I had to choose. Through every push, every punch, every mean word, I had to choose to face and fight the dark for my hallelujahs. To stay close to the Lord and not give up. So in my worship to the Father, I bring my hard fought hallelujahs to thank him for being faithful to me. And that's what this song says for me. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
We'll be walking on to the second round of our CCM Song Showdowns. We had two songs for you up for your votes this morning. Left It in the River by Jamie McDonald. Hard Fought Hallelujah by Brandon Lake. Which artist will get to move on and have another song entered into the next showdown? Havo, it is?
It is. The artist who's coming to One Fest, Jamie McDonald.
Well done, Jamie McDonald. So Jamie McDonald nominated by Mark and Grace from Chippewa Falls, and Jamie moves on.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, and you never know when you do morning radio what kind of information you're going to read. Like this headline, Goldfish drives custom-built car. What?
Sometimes we talk about flying cars, there's self-driving cars, cars that can parallel park for you, but this car is driven by a goldfish. When I hear about their attention span, I'm not sure that having a goldfish next to me on my commute is something I want to see, but this comes from the Netherlands.
Yes, an engineer from the Netherlands has created a car for his pet goldfish named Blub, which drove a distance of 40 feet and 3.46 inches in 1 minute, setting a new Guinness World Record for the farthest distance covered by a goldfish in a motion-sensing vehicle.
Let's just highlight the last part of that, because there's a Guinness World Record for everything.
I guess.
The farthest distance covered by a goldfish in a motion-sensing vehicle.
Huh.
The innovative vehicle features a water tank as a driver's seat, and it is steered based on the goldfish's movements.
Yeah, engineer Thomas DeWolf shared that while this project may not have practical applications.
You think?
The underlying motion sensing technology could potentially assist people with disabilities.
That is really cool.
Huh.
Very, very cool. But
wow.
A goldfish driving a car.
Huh.
That's not something I expected to talk about this
morning.
I'm having fish tonight!
103.7 WWIB.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, and you never know when you do morning radio what kind of information you're going to read. Like this headline, Goldfish drives custom-built car. What?
Sometimes we talk about flying cars, there's self-driving cars, cars that can parallel park for you, but this car is driven by a goldfish. When I hear about their attention span, I'm not sure that having a goldfish next to me on my commute is something I want to see, but this comes from the Netherlands.
Yes, an engineer from the Netherlands has created a car for his pet goldfish named Blub, which drove a distance of 40 feet and 3.46 inches in 1 minute, setting a new Guinness World Record for the farthest distance covered by a goldfish in a motion-sensing vehicle.
Let's just highlight the last part of that, because there's a Guinness World Record for everything.
I guess.
The farthest distance covered by a goldfish in a motion-sensing vehicle.
Huh.
The innovative vehicle features a water tank as a driver's seat, and it is steered based on the goldfish's movements.
Yeah, engineer Thomas DeWolf shared that while this project may not have practical applications.
You think?
The underlying motion sensing technology could potentially assist people with disabilities.
That is really cool.
Huh.
Very, very cool. But
wow.
A goldfish driving a car.
Huh.
That's not something I expected to talk about this
morning.
I'm having fish tonight!
103.7 WWIB.